Jeg havde en vision, da vi tilbad Gud.
And I sense that a river will grow stronger and stronger in this church.
Og jeg mærker ligesom, at floden bare vil vokse og vokse i den her kirke.
And bring great joy.
Og bringe stor glæde.
We need a lot of joy.
Vi har brug for meget glæde.
You know, I think anyway, because I got saved in joy, right?
Og jeg blev ligesom frelst i glæde.
When I got saved, it was in the Lutheran church. I was so drunk in the Holy Spirit.
Jeg blev frelst i den lutherske kirke, og jeg var så fuld i den hellige ånd.
So I thought this is normal life.
Så jeg troede, det var jo det normale liv.
You receive Jesus in your life and you get drunk in the Holy Spirit.
Du tager imod Jesus i dit liv, og du bliver fuld i den hellige ånd.
And it's always been an attack against the joy.
Og der har altid været angreb imod glæden.
Don't get too happy.
Du skal ikke blive for glad.
Because in heaven we're all depressed.
Fordi i himlen så er vi alle deprimerede.
No, in heaven there's joy.
Nej, i himlen er der glæde.
It's like many waters,
det er
right?
Som store vande,
and,
mange vande.
So I want to share a few testimony where I've been the last couple.
Så jeg vil bare lige dele et par vidnesbyrd om hvor jeg har været.
I came from Germany now.
Og jeg er lige kommet fra Tyskland.
And we had a wonderful time.
Og vi havde en vidunderlig tid.
And the power of God manifested very strong.
Og Guds kraft manifesterede sig meget stærkt.
Many people were healed.
Mange mennesker blev helbredt.
And there was a lot of new people.
Og der var rigtig mange nye mennesker.
And they got so drunk in the Holy Spirit.
Og de blev så fulde i den hellige ånd.
They never tried that.
Det havde de aldrig prøvet.
But they were elderly ladies, you know, just not
var,
young people.
Det var også ældre damer.
The one came, she was so depressed.
En kom,
burned
som
out.
Var så udbrændt og deprimeret.
The doctor said, don't work for the next 1.5 years.
Og lægen havde sagt, du skal ikke arbejde i næste halvandet år.
And God has a very good medicine for this.
Og Gud har en meget god medicin imod
det. It's called the joy of the Lord.
Og det bliver kaldt Herrens glæde.
And she first she cried and she got so drunk in the Holy Spirit.
Og først græd hun, og hun blev så fuld i den hellige ånd.
And then some other ladies got whacked in the Holy Spirit.
Og så blev der også nogle andre damer, der blev ligesom vækket i ånden.
And then it just spread.
Og så spredte det sig bare.
And next meeting,
næste møde,
they called all the neighbors.
Så ringede de til alle naboerne.
because some people got healed, so they thought,
we bring our neighbors to the meeting. Vi bringer vores naboer til møderne.
And the Sunday meeting, it was so extreme.
Og søndagsmødet var helt ekstremt.
That people didn't want to go home.
Og mennesker, de ville slet ikke gå hjem.
They were just laying on the floor laughing.
De bare lå på gulvet og lå.
And many people think when these manifestation comes that people get that new people think we are crazy.
Og der er nogen der tror at når de her manifestationer kommer så tror mennesker jo vi er helt skøre.
It's not true.
Det er ikke sandt.
I didn't see them walk home. I saw them stay for 1 hour. They could feel the presence of God.
Og jeg så ikke, at de gik hjem. De blev bare en hel time, og jeg kunne se, at de var under Guds nærvær.
And so they didn't want to go, right?
Så de ville slet ikke gå.
There was no music, no nothing, but the glory of God was there.
Der var ingen musik eller nogen ting, men Guds herlighed var der.
And so I want to share a little about these things. Before I preach.
Så jeg vil gerne lige dele lidt af de her ting inden jeg prædiker.
So God has opened me doors now to the Lutheran church.
Så Gud har åbnet dørene til den lutherske kirke for mig.
So I was preaching in the Lutheran church in Åbo in Finland.
Så jeg prædikede i den lutherske kirke i Åbo i Finland.
The year before I was there, God did so big miracles. They said you must come back the next year.
Året inden, der var der sket så mange mirakler, og så de sagde, du må simpelthen komme tilbage inden et år.
And it's live on TV, it touches 10,000 Lutherans.
Og det var live på TV, og det bare nåede tusindvis, 10,000 lutherske.
Can you imagine?
Kan du forestille dig?
Direct sending for 10,000 Lutherans.
Direkte udsendelse til 10,000 lutheranere.
That is cool, right?
This
is good.
Det er godt. Det er
right?
Cool. Det er sejt.
Yeah, det er sejt. Virkelig sejt. Anyway, so, and Susie said, this time, I want you to preach how to keep your healing.
Og så den her gang vil jeg prædike om, hvordan bevarer du din...
They tell me what
okay,
to preach.
De fortæller mig, og de vil gerne have, at jeg skulle prædike om, hvordan
no, bevarer
no
freedom.
Din frihed.
They have all the stuff they're doing, and then you have, okay, now you preach, you have this time, and then it's on TV, and then I want you to say this.
Og jeg fik ligesom at vide præcis, hvordan det skulle foregå. Jeg måtte prædikes så længe her, fordi det var direkte på TV, og de havde det hele i...
And this Lutheran church has 800 people. It's a seat to 800 people.
Og denne her lutherske kirke, der var der plads til 800 mennesker.
There was maybe 200 or 300 people on the meeting.
Og der var måske 200-300 på mødet.
So I was preaching about righteousness.
Så jeg prædikede om retfærdighed.
Because I said to the Lutherans, how many sinners do we have here?
Så jeg sagde til lutheranerne, hvor mange syndere har vi her?
Everybody took up their
og
hands.
Og alle de rejste deres.
I said, this is a trick question, right?
Og jeg sagde, det her, det er et trick spørgsmål.
If you are a sinner, you might need to get saved.
Så hvis du er en synder, så kan det jo godt være, at du har brug for at blive frelst.
Say Martin Luther had a wonderful revelation.
Martin Luther havde en vidunderlig åbenbaring.
That we are saved by grace
at
through faith.
At vi er frelst af noget igennem tro.
In Jesus Christ alone.
På Jesus so alene.
People, the Lutherans,
lutheranerne,
they start screaming.
De begyndte at råbe.
In the Lutheran church.
I den lutherske kirke.
Yeah.
Yay.
I mean, I don't get that shout out of the charismatic, right?
Den type råb får vi ikke i den karismatiske kirke.
These were dry Lutherans, right?
Det er tørre lutheraner.
And so then after the meeting.
Så efter mødet.
So I will pray a mass prayer like this, but after the meeting I will pray for the sick.
Og efter mødet vil jeg be for de syge.
And so you know. People go home, some people get healed, but there happened a big miracle.
Nogle mennesker går hjem, og andre de får helbredelse, og der var store mirakler.
And so one woman comes to me.
Så en kvinde kommer hen til mig.
My husband is paralyzed.
Min mand er lam.
He's sitting there.
Han sidder her.
He had a stroke in the brain.
Han havde en blodprop i hjernen.
And his left side doesn't function.
Og hele hans venstre side fungerede ikke.
Please come and pray.
Kom og bed for ham.
You know, I'm like you. You don't feel much faith when you hear that, right?
Jeg har det ligesom dig. Du føler ikke så meget tro, når du lige hører om det.
You feel like, oh, I have super faith for this.
Nej, jeg har super tro til det.
No, I don't have, right?
Nej, det havde jeg ikke.
But there's power in the name of Jesus.
Men der er kraft i Jesu navn.
And so God uses all people.
Så Gud han anvender alle mennesker.
So I come to this old man.
Så jeg går hen til den her ældre mand.
He is full of pain in the stomach.
Og han er fuld eller har så meget smerte i maven.
And then he's paralyzed.
Og han er lammet.
And his daughter is there.
Og hans datter er der.
And a simple prayer.
Og en enkel bøn.
So I said, you feel anything?
Føler du noget?
Yeah, I can feel now.
Ja, nu kan jeg føle, siger han.
I said, okay, we pray one more time.
Og vi beder endnu en gang, siger jeg.
And then the daughter said.
Og så siger datteren.
His face changed.
At hans ansigt har ændret sig.
Then I knew he was healed.
Så vidste jeg, at han
because
var helbredt.
Because if you have a stroke in your head.
Fordi hvis du har haft sådan hjerneblødning, så vil du også kunne se det på ansigtet.
In the face, right?
Så kan du se det på ansigtet.
So when she said his face changed, I knew he was healed.
Så da hun sagde, at hans ansigt har ændret sig, så vidste jeg, at han var helbredt.
So I said, okay, you want to get up?
Så vil du rejse dig op, sagde jeg.
He said yes.
Og han sagde ja.
So I took the crutches.
Og jeg tog krykkerne.
I said okay.
Okay.
He got up.
Han rejste sig op.
He didn't work perfect, but he was straight and he started to walk.
Han gik ikke perfekt, men han stod oprejst og han begyndte at gå.
I was happy.
Og jeg var glad.
In the Lutheran church.
I den lutherske kirke.
Say amen.
Sig amen.
God can move any place.
Gud kan bevæge sig overalt.
I just want to mention I was in the Indermission in the West Coast.
Og jeg vil bare lige nævne også at jeg var ved hos Indermission på vestkysten.
And the Holy Spirit fell.
Og Helligånden faldt.
You used to be. Yes, he used to be there from the Indermission.
Jeg kommer også fra Indermission.
And they were all whacked in the Holy Spirit. They were laying under the power of God.
De lå alle sammen flat under Guds kraft.
I mean, I was teaching 2.5 hours.
Og jeg underviste 2.5 time.
And they were still hungry.
Og de var stadig sultne.
Then we ate food.
Så havde vi mad.
Then I talked about revival.
Og så talte jeg om vækkelse.
And then the revival came.
Og så kom vækkelsen.
You know, one of the elders.
En af de ældste.
He was in the meeting.
Han var i mødet.
And his grandmother brought revival.
Og hans bedste mor bragte vækkelsen.
From Skjern.
Fra Skjern.
To some other city.
Til en anden by.
And when the revival came to Skjern,
og da vækkelsen kom til Skjern,
the city shut down for 2 weeks.
Så lukkede byen helt ned i 2 uger.
Everybody was saved.
Alle var
frelste. Everybody was saved.
Alle var frelste.
Nobody worked. No school.
Ingen arbejdede.
Everybody was saved.
Ingen skole. Alle var frelste.
So this young man.
Så denne her unge mand.
He has 4 groups on the west coast now in 1 year.
Han havde 4 grupper på vestkysten nu på 1 år.
Young people.
Unge mennesker.
Getting full of the Holy Spirit.
Bliv fyldt med den hellige ånd.
In Indre Mission.
I Indre Mission.
Isn't that wonderful?
Er det ikke vidunderligt?
I mean, if God can work there, he can work everywhere, right?
Og hvis Gud kan virke der, så kan han virke overalt.
But the Indre Mission, I like them.
Men Indre Mission, jeg kan lide dem.
They don't have too many sins.
De har ikke så mange synder.
They're just bored to death, but that's it. Bored to death.
De er bare not. De er døde kedelige.
Og så then they have condemnation.
Og så har de fordømmelse.
And it's wonderful. I have the right message.
Og så det er vidunderligt, for så har jeg ret budskab.
I can preach about righteousness.
Og jeg kan tale om retfærdighed.
And they start crying, right?
Og de begynder at græde.
Because they have the suffering of condemnation.
Fordi de lider af denne her fordømmelse.
But I think most people suffer with that, right?
Og jeg tror, de fleste, de egentlig lider af det.
They have a little condemnation.
De har sådan lidt fordømmelse.
But anyway, so in Finland.
Så i Finland.
Now, it all goes to back in when I went to Toronto.
Det går alt sammen tilbage til da jeg var i Toronto.
I had a meeting with God, very strong.
Der havde jeg et vældig stærkt møde med Gud.
And I saw God as my father.
Gud, og jeg så Gud som min far.
And I was free from the ministry.
Og jeg var fri fra tjenesten.
I was so free I didn't want to preach anymore.
Jeg var så fri at jeg ikke længere ønskede at prædike.
I said, I go and work. It's much easier to work, you know. Why should I preach? Somebody else can preach.
Meget enklere at gå på arbejde end nogen andre kan prædike.
So my friend he said to me.
Så min ven han sagde til mig.
You promised you're going to preach.
Du lovede du skulle prædike.
Okay.
Okay.
So I went.
Så jeg gik.
The Holy Spirit fell.
Og Helligånden faldt.
And we had 18 days of revival.
Så vi havde 18 dage med vækkelse.
We went everywhere.
Og vi gik overalt.
It never stopped.
Det stoppede ikke.
The river God makes you glad.
Og Guds flod gør dig glad.
And it's coming again.
Og det kommer igen.
And it makes you glad.
Og det gør dig glad.
Say amen.
Sig amen.
But we must hunger and thirst.
Vi må være hungrige og tørstige.
For revival.
For vækkelse.
If we don't want it.
Hvis ikke vi vil have det.
We don't get it.
Så får vi det ikke.
So I saw in Germany.
Så jeg så i Tyskland.
Then now I was in Finland.
Og nu var jeg i Finland.
So we went to this place.
Så vi tog hen til det her sted.
I won't say it because it's on the net. I have to I have to behave here.
Ja, jeg vil ikke sige det, fordi det kommer på hvad hedder det, nettet.
So anyway, I have to behave, right?
Jeg må opføre mig ordentligt.
But anyway, so there was no heating in the church.
Og der var ingen varme i kirken.
Minus 38, can you imagine?
Minus 38 grader.
And I was standing preaching, I think, this is cold.
Og jeg stod og prækede, og det var bare koldt.
God, send your fire right now.
Gud, send din ild nu.
I really need fire.
Yeah.
And so the fire God fell.
Så Guds ild faldt.
And people were full.
Og mennesker blev fulde.
With all the coats and the hats.
Med alle deres frakker og hatte.
Because there was no heating.
For der var jo ingen varme.
It was just minus 38 outside.
Udenfor var der minus 38.
That's really cold.
Og det er virkelig koldt.
So we went to the next city. I thought, oh, now I'm going to get a little hot inside. Please,
så
God,
nu,
hot, right?
Så nu tog vi til næste by, og jeg tænkte, Gud, lad der være lidt varme indenfor.
No heat.
Ingen varme.
Incredible.
Utroligt.
2-3 degrees.
2-3 grader.
Everybody with coats and hats.
Alle havde så frakker og hatte på.
But it was filled with people.
Men der var fyldt med mennesker.
They were sitting there freezing.
De sad der og frøs.
But they wanted God.
Men de ville have Gud.
And the power of the Holy Spirit fell.
Og Helligåndens kraft faldt.
And then this last meeting.
Og sidste møde.
There was heat.
Så var der varme.
Oh, it was like heaven.
Og det var som himlen.
There was heat in the meeting.
Der var varme på mødet.
And so I was preaching.
Så jeg prædikede.
About, he said, you must talk about revival.
Og du
talk
må
about revival.
Tale om vækkelse, sagde han.
And when I think about revival, I think about when I was in Russia and Ukraine and East Europe.
Og når jeg tænker på vækkelse, så tænker jeg på da jeg var i Ukraine og
Russia.
Rusland og Østeuropa.
And because I was started my ministry there.
Fordi det var der jeg startede min tjeneste.
And I thank God forever. I was right in the time of real revival.
Og jeg takker Gud for evigt, for det var præcis ret tid for vækkelse.
I mean, anybody could stand on the street and get 200-300 people saved.
Enhver kunne bare stå på gaden og få 200-300 frelste.
I know what revival is.
Så jeg ved, hvad vækkelse
this
er.
This is revival.
Og det er vækkelse.
It's in me.
Og det er
all
i
the
mig.
Time.
Altid.
And the wonderful nobody could preach, everybody just said something, right?
Og ingen kunne ligesom prædike, de sagde bare noget.
We just had fire.
Men vi havde ilden.
And then they said in a church, go out.
Og vi sagde i kirken, gå ud.
And we went out.
Og vi gik ud.
And you said, what am I gonna do?
Og hvad skal jeg gøre?
Yeah, the fire spread, right?
Ja, men ilden spredtes.
We have the fire of God.
Og vi har Guds ild.
And God is want to move through our life.
Og Gud ønsker at virke gennem vores liv.
And so I do. Yeah, so in this meeting.
Så i det her møde.
There were some Russians from St. Petersburg.
Så var der nogle russere fra St. Petersburg.
They remember me when I was there in 2003.
Og de kunne huske mig fra da jeg var der i 2003.
And one guy when I started preaching, he got so much fire in his legs, he jumped up of the chair.
Og en fyr, han fik så meget ild i sine ben, at han bare hoppede op på stolen.
He couldn't sit anymore.
Han kunne ikke længere sidde ned.
His legs were burning.
Hans ben brændte.
Also in Germany, the hands were burning.
Og også i Tyskland, hvor deres hænder brændte.
And I saw it in Albania.
Og jeg så det også i Albanien.
No, I never had the burning.
Og jeg har aldrig
I never jerked or shaked or nothing, right?
Jeg har ikke haft
it's
det der
røst, else, right?
Røst. Det er alle andre.
I had an interpreter, she got fire in her ears. She was going, yeah, my ears are burning.
Og jeg havde en tolk, som fik ild i ørerne.
We don't know why.
Og vi ved ikke hvorfor.
Who cares?
Og hvem bryder sig også om det?
Anyway, so, and then the Holy Spirit fell.
Og så faldt Helligånden.
And you see, revival is like waves.
Og vækkelse er som bølger.
It comes.
Det kommer.
Like waves again
som,
and
som
again.
Som bølger igen og igen.
Like a river flowing.
Som en flod der flyder.
The only thing that's going to save Denmark is the gospel, the power of the Holy Spirit.
Og det eneste der kan frelse Danmark, det er evangeliet.
And the power of the Holy Spirit.
Og Helligåndens kraft.
A lot of the Holy Spirit.
Meget af Helligånden.
Because I was saved in the time of the charismatic revival.
Og jeg blev frelst under den karismatiske vækkelse.
That we were hungry for one thing.
Og vi var bare sultne efter en ting.
The Holy Spirit.
Helligånden.
When I went to Word of Life.
Og da jeg tog til Livets Ord.
We were hungry for one thing.
Der var vi bare sultne efter en ting.
The Word of God.
Guds ord.
And the Holy Spirit.
Og Helligånden.
I mean, we didn't just want to hear the preaching, right?
Vi ville ikke bare høre prædikenen.
We wanted to be slain by the power of God.
Vi ville være slain under Guds kraft.
We wanted to be touched by God.
Og vi ville være berørt af Gud.
I never meant to a meeting and say, okay, let's just sing a song. No, I waited for the prayer, right? I say, I need the prayer.
Og jeg gik ikke bare til mødet for at synge en sang.
Yeah.
Jeg ventede på forbøn.
I wanted the touch of God.
Jeg ville have Guds berøring.
I want the glory of God.
Jeg ville have Guds herlighed.
And in that move of God, as long as people was hungry, the revival spread.
Og i den bevægelse af Gud, så længe mennesker var sultne, så spredtes ilden.
And so now I'm going to Tallinn.
Og nu skal jeg til Tallinn.
I'm going there soon.
Og nu skal jeg snart derhen.
The Lutheran Church invited me.
De lutherske kirke har inviteret mig.
The Methodist Church.
Metodistkirken.
They want a whole day of healing.
De vil have en hel dag med lægedom.
The Baptist Church.
Baptistkirken.
They also want revival.
De vil også have vækkelse.
Isn't that cool?
And excited.
When all the Pentecostals want to keep me out, then God opens the other churches.
Når alle pinsekirkerne de ikke vil åbne døren for mig, så åbner Gud de andre kirker.
There's always some hungry people, right?
Der er altid sultne mennesker.
And I don't care which
door. I
don't care.
For
me, there's two kind of people,
fordi
right?
For mig så er der to slags mennesker.
Those who believe in Jesus
dem,
and those who don't.
Dem som tror på Jesus og dem der ikke gør.
And if people believe in Jesus, I'm family.
Og hvis mennesker tror på Jesus, så er vi familie.
Say amen.
Sig amen.
Is that true?
Er det sandt?
We believe believe in unity, right?
Vi tror på enhed.
And in Christ we are united.
Og i Kristus er vi forenet.
I mean, we have a little different with our theologies.
Ja, vi kan godt have lidt teologiske forskelligheder.
But who cares?
Men hvem bryder sig om det?
The world needs to get saved.
Verden har brug for at blive frelst.
Our little differences don't matter much.
Hvor de små forskelligheder betyder ikke så meget.
I even love Catholic people.
Og jeg elsker også katolikker.
You mean you love Catholic people?
Mener du, at du elsker katolikkerne?
Yeah, I'm actually preaching all the time in Italy. Everybody's Catholic, right?
Jeg prædiker rigtig meget i Italien, og der er alle katolikker.
I can't hate them because they're Catholic, right?
Og jeg kan jo ikke hade dem, fordi de er katolikker.
I even love Muslims.
Og jeg elsker også muslimer.
God says I have to love everybody, right?
Gud siger, jeg skal elske alle mennesker.
I can't preach if I can't love people.
Og jeg kan jo ikke prædike, hvis ikke jeg elsker mennesker.
So we have to love people, right?
Så vi må elske mennesker.
And forgive people.
Og tilgive mennesker.
So these people from Russia.
Så de her mennesker fra Rusland.
They got so drunk.
De blev så fulde.
They remember me when I was there in St. Petersburg.
Og de huskede mig, da jeg var der i St. Petersburg.
They didn't understand anything.
Og de forstod ingenting.
He testified.
Han vidnede.
I understood nothing.
Jeg forstod ingenting.
But everybody was laughing.
Men alle lå.
And I got saved.
Og jeg blev frelst.
That's cool.
Og det er ret sejt.
And then I remember a fat woman that got lost 5 kilo.
Og så husker jeg en fed kvinde, som tabte 5 kilo.
On the prayer.
Og i under forbønnen.
She came up. I lost 5 kilo.
Jeg har tabt 5 kilo.
So I said, how many wants to lose 5 kilo? Oh, everybody, yes, we want to lose 5 kilo, right?
Så hvor mange vil tabe 5 kilo? Og alle de vil
everybody wants to lose 5 kilo.
Alle vil tabe 5 kilo.
But the thing was, the pastor there was from the revival in Estonia.
Men sagen var, at pastoren, han var fra vækkelsen i Estland.
And that moved to St. Petersburg.
Og det bevægede sig til St. Petersburg.
To Carl Gustav Severin.
Til Carl Gustav Severin.
And I'm a part of this whole group.
Og jeg er en del af hele den gruppe.
So is Erling.
Og det er Erling også.
Say amen.
Sig amen.
We're part of that group, right?
Og vi er en del af den gruppe.
We're part of that movement that
og
was in the 80s and 90s.
Vi er en del af den bevægelse, der var i 80'erne og 90'erne.
We carry a revival.
Vi bærer en vækkelse.
God gave us something.
Gud gav os noget.
It was a spirit of breakthrough.
Og det var en ånd af gennembrud.
We conquered the world.
Vi overvandt verden.
We didn't care about anything except just take the land.
Vi var ligeglade med alt undtagen det og indtage landet.
We just take it, right?
Bare tag det.
And people said, no, no.
Og mennesker, de siger, nej, nej.
You from the word of life,
nej,
you are
I er fra
sect,
livets
right?
Ord.
You are a sect.
I er en sekt.
You are wrong.
I er forkert på den.
You shouldn't just come and take the country, right?
Vi skal jo ikke bare komme og indtage landet.
That's exactly what we have
jo,
to do.
Jo, det er præcis det, vi skal.
And that's the same thing in Denmark.
Og det er det samme i Danmark.
Now there's going to come a move.
Der skal komme en bevægelse.
And many will rise up.
Hvor mange vil rejse sig
many
op.
Many will rise up.
Mange vil rejse sig
and
op.
And they will say,
og de vil sige,
I'm going to take it.
Jeg skal tage det.
Say amen.
Sig amen.
If I would say, no, I'm not going to preach for intermission.
Nej, jeg skal ikke prædike for intermission.
They don't have the same theology
de
as me.
De har ikke samme teologi.
I don't care, right?
Det er jeg ligeglad med.
I'm there to preach the word of God,
jeg
get them filled with the Holy Spirit.
Jeg er der for at prædike Guds ord for dem og få dem fyldt med Helligånden.
And most Christians there in the Lutheran church, right?
Og de fleste mennesker, de er i den lutherske kirke.
Can you imagine you get those full of the Holy Spirit?
Kan du forestille dig, at de bliver fyldt med den Helligånden?
Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Vil det ikke være vidunderligt?
We want everybody to get full of the Holy Spirit.
Vi ønsker, at alle skal blive fyldt med den Helligånden.
Say amen.
Sig amen.
So God wants to use us.
Så Gud, han vil bruge os.
You and me.
Dig og mig.
He wants us to spread the good news.
Han vil, vi skal sprede de gode nyheder.
Now, let's go to Romans 1:16.
Lad os gå til Romerne 1:16.
And I sense, because I saw this vision just when they were worshiping God.
Fordi jeg så den her vision, da vi tilbad Gud.
And I saw this river starting to flow.
Og jeg så den her flod begynder at flyde ind i kirken.
And I believe that.
Og jeg tror på det.
I believe something is gonna flow stronger and stronger.
Og jeg tror på, at der kommer noget, som bare skal flyde stærkere
and
og stærkere.
It says Ezekiel 47, right?
Og Ezekiel 47.
It's a river from heaven.
At der er en flod fra himlen.
And then you go in.
Og så går du ind.
And you go so deep in, so you can reach the bottom. You just flow with the river.
Og du går så dybt ud i floden, at du er nødt til at flyde med strømmen.
And in that river brings joy.
Og den flod bringer glæde.
And there's trees of healing.
Og der er træer med
joy, joy, right?
Glæde, glæde.
And I tell you that I don't want to say something bad about the music. I think you have great music, right?
Og nu vil jeg ikke sige noget dårligt om musikken. Jeg tror, I har god musik.
But I remember when I got saved, the music was full of joy.
Men jeg husker, da jeg blev frelst, der var musikken fyldt af glæde.
Full of joy.
Fuld af glæde.
It was just happy, right?
Det var bare glad.
And let's talk about another place, but many times it becomes melancholic, right?
Men mange steder så kan det blive melankolsk.
And it doesn't lift up, right?
Og det løfter ikke op.
We have to lift up, right? It has to be more like Israeli, like dance, fire, victory. Yeah, right? Because God is a mighty God.
Og det må være sådan, at vi bliver løftet op, sådan der ligesom er dans og glæde og sejr.
Like the Israeli music, right?
Gud er en mægtig Gud, som den israelske musik.
I mean, I was with the Hasid Jews, right?
Og jeg var sammen med Hasid jøderne.
And they were jumping on the table, dancing without the Holy Ghost.
Og de hoppede rundt på bordene uden den hellige ånd.
I thought they are doing this without the Holy Spirit. What about us, right?
Og jeg tænkte, de hopper og danser uden helligånden, og hvad gør vi?
And the same, Erling and me, we were in Ukraine. We're going to Ukraine soon.
Og Erling og jeg, vi var i Ukraine, og vi skal snart til Ukraine igen.
Say praise the Lord!
Sige
yeah!
Herren! Yay!
And when we came to Ukraine,
og da vi kom til Ukraine,
they have what we had in the 90s.
Og det vi havde i 90'erne.
So right away, the worship is like full of fire, right?
Så med det samme, så var tilbedelsen fuld af ild.
Yeah!
Yay!
I looked at him, like you wake up.
Og
again,
det var ligesom, om du vågner op.
Now, then people say, this is just noise. It's not just noise, right?
Og mennesker, de siger, det er jo bare larm. Det er
it's
ikke
not
bare
noise.
Larm. Nej.
It's the line of Judah.
Det er løven af Juda.
It's victory.
Det er sejr.
It's a spirit of breakthrough.
Og det er en ånd af gennembrud.
Because there's so much pressure on Ukraine, you have to be so strong on the inside.
Fordi der er så meget pres på Ukraine, at du må have en styrke, en kraft indefra.
But it's the same in Denmark.
Men det er det samme i Danmark.
I mean, you come to Scandinavia, everybody is super depressed.
Og du kommer til Skandinavien, og alle de er bare super deprimerede.
Why are they depressed?
Hvorfor er de deprimerede?
It's a spirit of heaviness.
Det er en ånd af tungsind.
We don't have a spirit of heaviness.
Vi har ikke en ånd af tungsind.
We have a spirit of power.
Vi har en ånd af kraft.
A spirit of breakthrough.
Og en ånd af gennembrud.
Strength.
Styrke.
Say amen.
Sig amen.
You know what? No, no.
Nej.
I hate it, right? I really hate it.
Jeg hader det.
Because God has saved us.
Fordi Gud har frelst os.
We are brand new creations.
Og vi er helt nye skabninger.
We are free from condemnation.
Vi er fri for fordømmelse.
We are going to take the nation.
Og vi skal tage nationen.
We will take the nation.
Vi skal tage nationen.
We will take the nation.
Vi vil tage nationen.
Say amen.
Sig amen.
And it's in us.
Og det
it
er
is really
os.
In us, right?
Og det er i os.
So it's like I have a friend in Copenhagen. He's from Africa, right?
Og jeg har en ven i København, som er fra Afrika.
And so in Africa, everybody's happy.
I Afrika er der alle glade.
Dancing, right?
De danser.
Only when they play our music, they fall asleep.
Og det er kun når de spiller vores musik, at de falder i søvn.
So when I preach, I said, I want to hear this Western music. I want to hear something full of life.
Og så siger han, så siger jeg, jeg vil ikke høre det der vestlige musik. Jeg vil have musik fuld af liv.
It makes me happy.
Som gør mig glad.
And so then I come to Denmark.
Så kommer jeg til Danmark.
And here comes his congregation.
Og her kommer hans menighed.
To meet us in Copenhagen.
For at møde os i København.
And they're all depressed.
Og de er alle deprimerede.
I said, you must have the Danish demon in your head now.
Og nu må I have den danske dæmon i jeres hoveder.
Something happened with your head.
Der er sket noget med jeres hoved.
I was in Africa.
Jeg var i Afrika.
Everybody was happy.
Og alle var glade.
Now you are here.
Og nu er I her.
You're sad.
Og så er I bedrøvet.
And it's something that is over Scandinavia.
Og det er noget, der er over Skandinavien.
And we are not the tail, but we are the head.
Vi er ikke hale, vi er hoved.
We are above this, right?
Vi er over det.
We are above Jantelon.
Vi er over Jantelon.
It doesn't matter what anybody thinks about you.
Det spiller ingen rolle, hvad nogen som
you
helst tænker om dig. Du er fri.
Say amen.
Sig amen.
Oh, what do they think? Who cares?
Ja, men hvad tænker de?
What does God think?
Hvem bryder sig om
what
det?
What does God think?
Hvad siger Gud?
We're going to take the nation.
Vi skal tage nationen.
And this is the really spirit that's hindered revival in this nation.
Og det er i sandhed den ånd, der har hindret vækkelse i nationen.
Because I remember I came from Russia, right?
Jeg kom fra Rusland.
Or Ukraine.
Eller Ukraine.
Happy.
Glad.
I fly to Thisted.
Og jeg fløj til Thisted.
No miracles.
Ingen mirakler.
Everything boring.
Alt kedeligt.
I said I haven't done anything wrong. Why is like so dead?
Right? Og jeg tænkte, jamen jeg har jo ikke gjort noget forkert. Hvorfor er alt så dødt?
It was a spirit of unbelief.
Det er en tro af vand, en ånd af vantro.
It's unbelief, right?
Vantro.
And unbelief is the sin.
Og vantro er en synd.
That's the sin, right?
Det er en synd.
We have to believe God.
Vi må tro Gud.
Danmark can be saved.
Danmark kan blive frelst.
This church can be filled.
Denne her kirke kan blive fyldt.
Miracles can happen.
Mirakler kan ske.
We have to be forceful in faith.
Og vi må være kraftfulde i troen.
Right, because that's the spirit we have inside of us.
Fordi det er den ånd vi har inde i os.
The Lion of Judah.
Løven af Judah.
Right, he doesn't fear nothing.
Han frygter ingenting.
He says this church will be filled.
Og denne her kirke vil blive fyldt.
Brande will be saved.
Og Brande vil blive frelst.
Hello, I mean that you need super faith.
Det har du brug for super tro.
Yeah, but everybody says the same, right?
Jamen alle.
Everybody says the same.
Siger det samme.
I go to Germany.
Hvis jeg går til Tyskland.
Oh, nothing happens.
Ingenting sker.
Oh, it's so difficult.
Det er så svært.
Then I said one word.
Og så siger jeg et ord.
You have to love Germany.
I må elske Tyskland.
I said to them.
Det sagde jeg til
you
dem.
Must love Germany.
I må elske Tyskland.
They were quiet.
Og der var stille.
We don't love Germany.
Vi elsker ikke Tyskland.
Hitler.
Hitler.
I said Hitler is dead.
Og jeg sagde Hitler er død.
Germany is a wonderful country.
Tyskland er et vidunderligt land.
If you don't love your country,
hvis ikke du elsker dit land,
how are you going to get revival?
Hvordan vil du så få vækkelse?
Hello.
Come on.
If you say if you don't love Denmark,
og hvis ikke du elsker Danmark,
how are you going to believe for revival?
Hvordan skal du så tro for vækkelse?
Danmark is a gift.
Danmark er en gave.
You are Danish.
Du er dansk.
Say amen.
Sig amen.
Yeah, but there's so many wrong things.
Jamen, der er så mange forkerte
ting. Yeah, but Jesus is king, right?
Jamen, Jesus er konge.
So when I said that in Germany,
så da jeg sagde det i Tyskland,
it was like a word I shouldn't say.
Så var det ligesom det ord jeg bare ikke måtte sige.
So I said it again.
Så jeg sagde det igen.
And I said it again.
Og jeg sagde det igen.
And suddenly,
og pludselig,
freedom came.
Kom frihed.
I said, you have no right.
Du har ingen ret til.
To not be proud of your country.
Ikke at være stolt af dit land.
Say amen.
Sig amen.
We have a wonderful country.
Vi har et vidunderligt land.
Denmark is a wonderful country.
Danmark er et vidunderligt land.
Right?
Amen.
Except all the windmills and all that stuff.
Undtagen alle vindmøllerne og alt det der i den boldgade.
Come to the windmill land.
Kom til vindmølleland.
No, but it's important that we believe for our country.
Men det er vigtigt at vi tror for vores land.
That we don't think nothing will happen.
At vi ikke tænker ingenting vil ske.
We have to believe
vi
in revival.
Vi må tro på vækkelse.
We must believe.
Vi må tro.
That God wants to move in this country.
At Gud vil bevæge sig i det her land.
So in Germany it happened. Now they want me to travel around in Germany.
Så i Tyskland skete det, og nu vil de, at jeg skal rejse rundt i Tyskland.
I want to do that.
Og det vil jeg gøre.
Because I didn't like the Germans, right?
Fordi jeg kunne ikke lide tyskerne.
I'm from that generation.
Jeg er fra den generation.
But then I found out my relatives were from Germany.
Men så fandt jeg ud af, at min familie kommer fra Tyskland.
That's terrible.
Det er frygteligt.
I thought this is really bad.
Og jeg tænkte, det er virkelig dårligt.
Actually, Slesvig-Holstein, but that was Denmark too.
Men
that
was Denmark. Slesvig-Holstein, det var jo Danmark.
It was Denmark, so it's not really Germany.
Så det er ikke sådan virkelig Tyskland.
But anyway, we have to get the racism out.
Vi må få racismen ud.
Sig amen.
Sig amen.
I'm not racist.
Men jeg er ikke en racist.
A little bit.
En lille smule.
We have to walk in love and forgiveness.
Vi må vandre i kærlighed og tilgivelse.
Now, so the message I'm going to preach today is really living in the glory of God, understanding that you're living in the presence of God all the time.
Og det budskab, jeg skal prædike om her i aften, det er at forstå Guds herlighed, og at du lever,
living in the glory of God.
At du lever i Guds herlighed.
That it's really Jesus is living in you.
At det er Jesus, der bor i dig.
There's nothing wrong with you.
Der er ingenting galt med dig.
Look at your neighbor and say you are perfect.
Se på din nabo og sig du er fuldkommen.
You're perfect, right? Because God created you perfect.
Fordi Gud skabte dig fuldkommen.
All the way here to Brande, I was listening to the book of Hebrews 5 times, so and I got a revelation. I tell you
og
this.
Is Brande,
a wonderful book.
Til Brande så lyttede jeg til Hebræerbrevet oplæst 5 gange og jeg fik en åbenbaring.
And I understood.
Og jeg forstod.
Jesus took my sin.
Jesus tog min synd.
Wow!
Wow!
That's a big revelation, right?
Det er en stor åbenbaring.
Say amen.
Sig amen.
Maybe, no, no, he didn't take all, right?
Nej, men han tog ikke det
no,
hele.
No, he took all.
Jo, han tog alt.
And I have to live in that.
Og det må jeg leve i.
I have to live in the revelation that I'm a child of God.
Jeg må leve i den åbenbaring, at jeg er et Guds
barn. That I am a joint heir with Christ.
At jeg er medarving med Kristus.
There's nothing in me.
Der er intet i mig.
That does not belong to God.
Som ikke tilhører Gud.
I'm a temple of the Holy Spirit.
Jeg er et tempel for den hellige ånd.
Say amen.
Sig amen.
Let's go to Romans 1:16.
Så lad os gå til Romerne 1:16.
I got so blessed.
Jeg blev så
velsignet. By the book of Hebrews, I tell you.
Jeg blev så velsignet ud fra Hebræerbrevet.
If we had the time, we could read the whole book, but we don't.
Hvis vi har tiden, så skulle vi have læst hele bogen.
I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
For jeg skammer mig ikke ved evangeliet.
It is the power of God.
For det er Guds kraft.
To salvation.
Til frelse.
For everyone who believes.
For enhver som tror.
For the Jew first.
Både for jøder.
Then also for the Greek.
Først og for grækere.
When the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith.
For i det åbenbares Guds retfærdighed af tro til tro.
As it is written.
Som der står skrevet.
The just shall live by faith.
Den retfærdige skal leve af tro.
The revelation of knowing that you are perfect.
Åbenbaringen af at du ved at du er fuldkommen.
Is a deliverance.
Det er en udfrielse.
When you get delivered from self.
Når du bliver udfriet fra dig selv.
It's the greatest thing.
Det er det største.
There was no hope for you.
Der er intet håb for dig.
That's why you were crucified with Christ.
Det er derfor du er korsfæstet med Kristus.
And then he buried you.
Og så begravede han
because
dig.
Because he really wanted you dead.
Fordi han ville at du skulle være død.
And then he rose you from the dead.
Og at han oprejste dig fra de døde.
And you are a brand new creation.
Sådan at du er en helt ny skabning.
So we should never walk around with sin conscience, right?
Så vi skal aldrig gå omkring med en syndsbevidsthed.
Now, so I heard one, he said like this, that
jeg hørte en sige sådan her.
If you sin, it will bring death to your life.
At hvis du synder, så vil det bringe død til dit liv.
It will.
Det vil det.
Right, this message is not about giving you freedom to sin, right?
Fordi det her det er jo ikke et budskab om at du skal have frihed til at synde.
It's a message that gives you freedom to live above sin.
Men det er et budskab der giver dig frihed til at leve over synden.
Where you focus on Jesus instead of yourself.
Hvor du fokuserer på Jesus og ikke dig selv.
This is the key, right?
Og det er nøglen.
Because Jesus is everything you need.
Fordi Jesus er alt du har brug for.
Let's go to Hebrews 10.
Lad os gå til Hebræerne 10.
17.
Hebræerne 10, 17.
It says here.
Så står der.
Your sins.
Dine synder.
And your lawless deeds.
Og din lovløshed.
That's a wonderful word.
Det er et vidunderligt ord.
I don't remember.
Husker jeg ikke længere på.
I thank God.
Jeg takker Gud.
Now I preach this for the last 10-15 years.
Og jeg
right?
har prædiket det her de sidste 10-15 år.
And I start to get more and more free.
Og jeg bliver mere og mere fri.
And then faith will operate.
Og så virker troen.
Faith operates through love.
Tro virker gennem kærlighed.
We walk in forgiveness.
Og vi vandrer i tilgivelse.
We walk with God, right?
Vi vandrer med Gud.
But if I walk around with a conscience of doing wrong,
men hvis jeg går omkring med en samvittighed af at jeg gør nogle ting der er forkert,
I don't have boldness in my life.
Så har jeg jo ikke frimodighed i mit liv.
Boldness comes through understanding what God has done.
Frimodighed kommer af en forståelse af hvad Gud har gjort.
And it says here.
Så står det her.
Now where there's remission of these.
Vers 18. Brødre ved Jesu blod.
Nej.
Det var 19.
Ja. Yeah.
Men når synden er tilgivet,
then there's no more longer offering of sin.
Er der ikke længere brug for syndoffer?
So through one sacrifice.
Så for et offer, syndoffer.
To one sacrifice.
Nå, for et offer.
Sin was dealt with.
Så var der taget hånd om synden.
Where is the sin?
Hvor er synden?
As the Erling's wife said like this.
Erling's kone sagde sådan her.
I said, where is the sin?
Hvor er synden?
And she said, it's in hell.
Og hun sagde, den er i helvede.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Det er
that is
en god
very
idé.
Good. The sin is in hell.
Jo, det er meget godt, synden er i helvede.
Because Jesus took all our sin, right?
Fordi Jesus tog al vores synd.
And our sickness.
Og vores sygdom.
Is all? Is it all?
Er det alt?
Is all?
Er alt?
It's all.
Ja, det er alt.
Say amen.
Sig amen.
It's all, right?
Det er alt.
It's the sin that I did, that I do, that I'm going to do. All sin.
Og det er den synd, jeg har gjort, og jeg gør, og jeg vil gøre.
Jesus took it.
Al synd. Jesus
now,
tog det.
Do I confess my sin?
Bekender jeg min synd?
I always confess my sin.
Jeg bekender altid min synd.
I just don't walk around and torture myself, right?
Jeg går bare ikke rundt og torturerer mig selv.
You know, if I make a mistake, I say God, forgive me, right?
Hvis jeg laver en fejl, så siger jeg Gud, tilgiv mig.
Because I make mistakes every day.
Fordi jeg laver fejl hver dag.
Maybe you don't do, but
måske
I do.
Gør du ikke, men det gør jeg.
I mean, I try to be very holy, then I make a mistake, right?
Fordi jeg prøver på at være meget hellig, og så laver jeg en fejl.
Oh, then I got angry.
Og så blev jeg vred.
No, that's just normal.
Ah, men det er jo normalt.
No, that's not normal. Jesus is not like that.
Nej, Jesus er ikke sådan.
Then I get irritated.
Så bliver jeg irriteret.
That's all normal.
Jamen, det er jo også normalt.
Then you're Christian, then you backbite.
Og så er du kristen, og så bagtaler du.
That's normal.
Og det er jo normalt.
No, that's not really
Nej,
normal.
Det er ikke rigtig
it brings
normalt.
Division in the body of Christ.
Fordi det skaber splittelse i
Kristi
legeme.
So God wants us to be a yielded vessel unto him.
Så Gud ønsker, vi skal være overgivet redskaber til ham.
That he can use us.
Så han kan bruge os.
In every area of life.
På et hvert område i livet.
Then it says, therefore brethren.
Og så står det, derfor brødre.
We have boldness to enter into the holies by the blood of Jesus.
Ved Jesu blod har vi altså frimodighed til at gå ind i helligdom.
So we are with the Father through blood.
Så vi er
We are with the Father.
Vi er med Faderen.
Through blood.
Gennem blodet.
Say amen.
Sig amen.
I don't come through my own strength.
Jeg kommer ikke gennem min egen styrke.
I come through blood, right?
Jeg kommer gennem blodet.
And then it says here. Let's jump over a lot of the verses.
Så lad os lige springe over nogle vers.
And let's go to verse 35.
Og til vers 35.
Now. Do not cast away your confidence, which has a great reward.
Kast altså ikke jeres frimodighed bort, den bærer en stor løn i sig.
That was a bad translation.
Det
but
var
anyway,
en dårlig oversættelse.
For you have a need of endurance after you've done the will of God, that you may receive the promise.
For I har brug for udholdenhed, så I kan gøre Guds vilje og få det, som han har lovet.
So in English it says, don't throw away, trust God. Trust God. Trust God.
I den engelske så står der stol på Gud.
Confident. Trust God. Trust him.
Stol ham.
Trust him.
Stol på ham.
Don't worry.
Bekymre dig.
Be happy.
Vær glad.
Trust him.
Stol på ham.
Don't worry about money.
Bekymre dig ikke om penge.
About healing.
Eller om lægedom.
About your future.
Om din fremtid.
Trust him.
Stol på
ham. Just trust him.
Bare stol på ham.
Say amen.
Sig amen.
Now it's easy to because it's easy to trust when everything goes right, right?
Og det er jo nemmere at tro på ham, når alt det går som det skal.
But you need endurance when everything doesn't seem right. You need to trust them when everything seems not to go right.
Men du har brug for udholdenhed også når ting ser ud til at det ikke går godt.
Because God has made a way.
Fordi Gud har skabt en
vej. And
he
is the way.
Og han er vejen.
He will never leave you.
Han vil aldrig
he will never forsake you.
Eller forlade dig.
And he can open doors you can't even imagine.
Og han kan åbne døre du slet ikke
and
kan forestille
dig. He will
dig.
Do it.
Og han vil gøre
say
det.
Amen.
Sig amen.
Trust him.
Stol
you
på ham.
You have to die to self.
Du må dø til selv.
You have to let go of your
du
control.
Du må slippe din kontrol.
And trust God.
Og stole på Gud.
And then God says, okay, I take over.
Og så siger Gud, jeg tager over.
And that is not easy, right?
Og det er ikke let.
Because we want to control.
Fordi vi vil gerne have kontrollen.
God says, I want the control.
Gud siger, jeg vil have kontrol.
I want to lead you.
Jeg vil lede dig
into a life of victory.
Ind i et liv i sejr.
You're gonna die, but I'm gonna live.
Du skal dø, og men jeg skal leve.
And that means we die from self.
Og det betyder, at vi dør fra selvet.
And it says here.
Og så står der.
Now the just shall live by faith.
At den retfærdige skal leve af tro.
If anyone draws back.
Men hvis nogen viger tilbage.
My soul has no pleasure in him.
Har min sjæl ikke behag
right?
i ham.
So when I trust God.
Så når jeg stoler på Gud.
And act on what the Lord has said to my life.
Og handler på det som han har sagt til mit liv.
He will make a way for you.
Så vil han skabe en vej for dig.
Say amen.
Sig amen.
I remember when the COVID lockdown came.
Og jeg husker da COVID, hvad hedder det? Det blev lukket, nedlukning, ja.
I couldn't preach, right?
Og jeg kunne ikke prædike.
So I could get depressed.
Så jeg kunne blive deprimeret.
So I know myself.
Så jeg kender mig selv.
So I said, no, I confess the word and I read the word.
Nej, jeg bekender ordet og jeg læser ordet.
So I'm not gonna get depressed.
Så jeg skal ikke blive deprimeret.
I will rejoice.
Jeg vil glæde mig.
And I forced myself.
Og jeg tvang mig selv.
Yeah!
Yes!
Now, did I feel that? Yeah, I did feel like that after 2 or 3 hours of prayer. I felt like that.
Følte jeg det sådan, ja, efter en 2-3 timers bøn?
Then I felt good, right?
Så havde jeg det godt.
And I meant many preachers called me.
Og mange prædikanter ringede til mig.
How are you doing?
Hvordan har du det?
I've been praying all day. I feel
jeg har bedt hele
I'm
dagen.
Great.
Så jeg har det godt.
Yeah!
Yes!
I don't know why I was great, but I was great.
Hvorfor jeg havde det så godt, men det havde jeg.
And they all said, I'm depressed.
Og de sagde alle, jeg er deprimeret.
And then they said, what about the money?
Hvad med pengene?
I said, the money?
Pengene.
I haven't even thought about it.
Det havde jeg ikke engang tænkt på.
I just confess.
Og jeg har bare bekendt.
God meet my needs.
At Gud møder mine behov.
I receive this every month.
Og jeg tager imod det her hver måned.
Yeah!
Yes!
Do you get it?
Fik du det så?
No, I didn't get it. But
nej,
I got
det.
Some of it.
Jeg fik noget af det.
I mean, I'm just trying to get the unbelief out of my head.
Jeg
right?
forsøger bare at få vantroen ud af mit hoved.
Because my head is the problem.
Fordi mit hoved er problemet.
But that year.
Men det år.
The double came.
Kom det dobbelte.
That's a miracle.
Det er et mirakel.
Say amen.
Sig amen.
But now I have the same problem.
Og nu har jeg det samme problem.
You know when the year was finished.
At det året var slut.
I stopped being so strong in prayer.
Så stoppede jeg med at være så stærk i bøn.
And the money went down.
Og pengene gik ned igen.
I said, God, why is going down?
Gud, hvorfor går det ned?
Yeah, what are you saying?
Ja, hvad er det, du siger?
Yeah, I'm saying nothing.
Og jeg siger ingenting.
Okay, I repent.
Jeg omvender mig.
Back to faith.
Tilbage til troen.
And we don't understand, right?
Og vi forstår ikke.
But it works.
Men det virker.
What you say,
det du siger,
you will have,
det er det, du får.
If you believe.
Hvis du tror.
Say amen.
Sig amen.
And it works for everybody.
Og det virker for
it's
alle.
It's not just preachers, right?
Det
it's for everybody.
Det er ikke bare prædikanter. Det er for alle.
So everything in our life,
så alt i vores
we
liv,
have to have a strong confession.
Så må vi have en stærk bekendelse.
And then act in faith.
Og så handle i tro.
And you, when you work it in.
Og når du indarbejder det.
You can act it out.
Så kan du handle på det.
And when you stay in it all the time.
Og når du forbliver i det hele tiden.
It's easy.
Så det er let.
Say amen.
Sig amen.
Now here says. And it really works, my friend. It's
og
not
det virker,
a,
min ven.
It's not just Kenneth Hagin that came with the message, right?
Det er ikke bare Kenneth Hagin, der kom med det budskab.
Og T.L. Osborne.
Og T.L. Osborne.
It really works.
Det virker.
And it's the message I preached, and that's what I've done for 42 years.
Og det er det budskab, jeg prædiker, og det har jeg gjort i 42 år.
It has rescued me.
Det har reddet mig.
That I can work together with the Lord.
At jeg kan arbejde sammen med Herren.
Let's go to Hebrews 11:1.
Og lad os gå til Hebræerne 11:1.
Now faith is a substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen.
Tro er fast tillid til det man håber og bevisning om ting der ikke ses.
Now so what do you see?
Hvad ser du?
What do you want?
Hvad ønsker du?
What are you dreaming about?
Hvad er det du drømmer om?
If you're sick you dream about healing, right?
Hvis du er syg så drømmer du om lægedom.
But let's take vision.
Men lad os tage vision.
What do you dream about in the church?
Hvad er det du drømmer om i kirken?
Do you dream about this church being filled with young people?
Drømmer du om at denne her kirke bliver fyldt med unge mennesker?
What are you seeing, right?
Hvad er det du ser?
Because faith sees.
Fordi tro ser.
You have hope.
Du har håb.
You get a promise.
Og du får et løfte.
You get faith, right?
Og du får tro.
It's not just the preacher that has faith.
Det er ikke bare prædikanten der har
tro. It's the whole church.
Det er hele kirken.
We want to see this church.
Vi vil se den her kirke.
Be full of the glory of God.
Vær fyldt af Herrens herlighed.
Full of young people.
Fuld af unge mennesker.
Full of people, young people, totally drunk in the Holy Spirit.
Fuld af unge mennesker der bare er fuld i den hellige ånd.
Full of fire.
Fuld af ild.
Spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ everywhere.
Og spreder evangeliet om Jesus Kristus overalt.
Is that what we want to see?
Er det det vi vil se?
That's what we want to see, right?
Er det det vi vil se?
Say amen.
Sig amen.
Or do we want to see nothing?
Eller vil vi ikke se noget?
So faith sees, right?
Så tro ser.
And the church has a vision.
Og kirken har en vision.
That Brande must be saved.
At Brande må blive frelst.
The cities around must be saved.
At byerne omkring må blive frelst.
Something must happen.
Noget må ske.
But it happens through our faith.
Men det sker gennem vores tro.
I remember in Helsinki when we had the revival.
Og jeg husker i Helsinki, da vi havde vækkelsen der.
The power of God fell.
Guds kraft faldt.
And I had 20 days meetings.
Og jeg havde 21 dages møder.
Yeah, so like that. Anyway, so there was packed with people every day.
Og der var pakket med mennesker.
People were saved every day.
Og mennesker blev frelst hver dag.
Healed every day.
Helbredt hver dag.
Filled with the Holy Spirit every day.
Fyldt med den hellige ånd hver dag.
And one day,
og en dag,
it was like God was gone.
Så var det som om Gud var væk.
I think it was the fifth day.
Og jeg tror det var femte dag.
Now what happened?
Hvad skete der?
The worship team, they tried all the tricks to bring the God back.
Og lovsangsteamet, de prøvede ligesom alle tricks på at få herligheden tilbage.
And God spoke to me.
Og Gud talte til mig.
You see?
Ser du?
They think I'm gone, but I'm here.
De tror jeg er væk, men jeg er her.
They're listening to the feelings.
De lytter til følelserne.
But I say I would never leave you or forsake you.
Men jeg har sagt, jeg vil aldrig forlade dig og aldrig svigte dig.
So said, where is your faith?
Så hvor er din tro?
And then I realized.
Og så indså jeg.
Because a lot of the things we did in the 90s.
Fordi meget af det vi gjorde i 90'erne.
A lot of it was just trying to make God move.
Det var bare at vi forsøgte at få Gud til at bevæge sig.
Right?
Er det sandt?
We screamed and shouted.
Vi råbte og råbte.
We had the screaming revival.
Vi havde den råbende vækkelse.
7,000 people screaming.
7,000 mennesker der råbte.
It was wonderful.
Det var vidunderligt.
It was great.
Det var stærkt.
I mean the Americans, they were shocked when they came to
Amerikanerne,
the meeting.
Amerikanerne, de var chokerede når de kom til møderne.
Like 7,000 people.
Fordi 7,000 mennesker, de bare råbte.
Remember?
Husker I det?
I remember very well.
Jeg husker det meget vel.
It was like no place for the devil. You know?
Der var ligesom slet ikke plads til djævlen.
But one minus was.
Men et minus var.
That we were basing our faith on we had to have that feeling.
At vi ligesom baserede vores tro på at vi måtte have den her følelse.
Right. So I okay, now I'm talking about myself.
Nu taler jeg om mig
selv. I don't want to hang anybody out. I hang me out.
Hænge nogen ud. Nu hænger jeg mig selv ud.
So I would scream and shout.
Så jeg ville råbe.
And a lot of the screaming and shouting was because I was so nervous.
Og meget af det her med at råbe, det var fordi jeg var så nervøs.
Hey, right.
Ja, Claus.
And then I came into faith.
Og så kom jeg ind i troen.
I saw the move of God.
Jeg så Guds bevægelse.
And God said.
Og Gud sagde.
It's by faith.
At det er ved tro.
The people come to church.
At mennesker de kommer til kirken.
And they came.
Og de kom.
We had 1 year.
Vi havde et år.
We doubled the church from 150 to 300 people.
At vi doblede kirken fra 150 til 300 mennesker.
It was a miracle.
Det var et mirakel.
And why did it come? Why did people come?
Hvorfor kom mennesker?
They came to get healed.
De kom for at blive helbredt.
They came to get saved.
De kom for at blive frelst.
They came to get filled with the Holy Spirit.
De kom for at blive fyldt med den hellige ånd.
They came to hear the word of God.
De kom for at høre Guds ord.
And they came to have the party of God.
Og de kom for at have
the party of God.
Guds party.
Fest.
Fest.
right? The prodigal son coming home.
Og ligesom den fortabte søn, der kom hjem.
So we had like 5 days every month.
Så vi havde 5 dage hver måned.
It just kept growing.
Og det blev bare ved at vokse.
But suddenly.
Men pludselig.
People said.
Sagde mennesker.
Is this all?
Er det det hele her?
Why do we need this?
Hvorfor har vi brug for det her?
People said.
Og mennesker sagde.
Why are the meetings so long?
Hvorfor er møderne så lange?
They start 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Og det begyndte klokken 4 om eftermiddagen.
They are finished 2 o'clock at night.
Og det sluttede klokken 2 om aftenen.
Why is it so long?
Hvorfor er det så langt?
I mean, people are laughing, rolling around.
Og mennesker, de ler og de ruller rundt.
I mean, why do we need that?
Hvorfor har vi brug for det?
They forgot to think about they came from a new group and they grew to a big group.
Og de glemte, at de kom fra en lille gruppe til en større gruppe.
So hunger is very real.
Så sult er meget ægte.
When I think about Azusa Street.
Og når jeg tænker på Azusa Street.
I have never seen it.
Jeg har aldrig set det.
But I want it.
Men jeg vil have det.
I want the glory of God.
Jeg vil have Guds herlighed.
I never seen the arms grow out.
Jeg har ikke set endnu en arm der vokser ud.
But I want to see it.
Men jeg vil se det.
I never seen the dead raised.
Og jeg har aldrig set en død oprejst.
But I want to see it in Denmark. I want to see it in Denmark.
Men jeg har aldrig set det, men jeg vil se det i Danmark.
I've seen many things.
Jeg har set mange
but
ting.
But I want to read in the books.
Og når jeg læser i bøgerne.
John G. Lake.
John G. Lake.
Smith Wigglesworth.
Og Smith Wigglesworth.
The Jeffrey brothers.
Og Jeffrey brødrene.
I haven't seen that.
Det har jeg ikke set.
And I want to see it.
Men jeg vil se det.
I dream about it all the time.
Og jeg drømmer om det hele
this
tiden.
This is what I want to see.
Det er det jeg vil se.
I want to see.
Jeg vil se.
What was at that time?
Hvad der ligesom var
because
på det
tidspunkt.
Because
the latter rain will be stronger.
Fordi sildig regnen vil være stærkere.
And it's for us.
Og det er for os.
It is for Denmark.
Det er for Danmark.
It can really move in Denmark.
Det kan
right?
virkelig, eller i sandhed bevæge sig i
and
Danmark.
And it's all about a hunger.
Og det handler om en sult.
Because I know if I'm not hungry.
Fordi hvis ikke jeg er sulten.
I don't want it.
Så vil jeg jo ikke have det.
Let's go here to Hebrews 11.
Lad os gå her til
3.
Hebræerne 11:3.
So it says here. By faith.
I tro.
We understand
fatter vi,
that the world was framed by the word of God.
At verden blev skabt ved Guds ord.
So the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible.
Så det vi ser ikke er blevet til af noget synligt.
Right? So when we speak about these things.
Så når vi taler om de her ting.
What happens?
Hvad sker der?
I was in Italy last year.
Jeg var i Italien sidste år.
And so Giorgio said to me, I want you to preach for the young people.
Så Giorgio sagde til mig, jeg vil du skal prædike for de unge mennesker.
I said okay.
Og jeg sagde okay.
So I was talking about revival.
Så jeg talte om vækkelse.
I was just telling stories.
Og jeg fortalte historier.
Tell stories for 1 hour.
Fortalte historier i en time.
And all these young people were sitting with open mouth and thinking, what planet are you from?
Og de her unge sad med åben mund og polypper og tænkte, hvilken planet kommer du fra?
Now they had very strong worship.
De havde meget stærk tilbedelse.
It's a wonderful place.
Vidunderligt sted.
Strong worship.
Stærk lovsang.
But they have never tasted the glory.
Men de havde aldrig smagt herligheden.
And so Giorgio wanted me to, he's the pastor, he wanted me to bring the glory.
Så Giorgio, som er pastor, han ville, at jeg skulle bringe herligheden.
So I started to talk about Azusa Street.
Så jeg begyndte at tale om Azusa Street.
I talk about things I have seen.
Og jeg begyndte at tale om ting, jeg havde set.
And I talk about history.
Og jeg talte om historien.
And they're sitting.
Og de sidder.
Can we really have this?
Kan vi have det?
I said to the young people.
Og jeg sagde til de unge mennesker.
Who wants this?
Hvem vil have det her?
Well, they all ran forward.
Og de løb alle frem.
And they came under the power of God.
Og de kom under Guds kraft.
And they were there for 1 hour on the floor.
Og de var der på gulvet i en time.
Some people saw Jesus.
Nogle så Jesus.
Some got full and laughing.
Og nogle blev fyldt og lå.
But the life was changed.
Men deres liv var forvandlet.
Then Giorgio said.
Og så sagde Giorgio.
You have to go to the younger ones.
Og nu må du gå til de yngre.
So I went to the really young ones.
Så jeg gik hen til de helt små.
The same thing.
Og det samme skete.
They came under the power of God.
De kom under Guds kraft.
And then Giorgio said to me.
Og så sagde Giorgio til mig.
This is a humble pastor, right?
Det er en ydmyg pastor.
He said, I don't know how to talk to the young people.
Jeg ved ikke hvordan jeg skal tale til de unge mennesker.
But said they are human.
Men de er mennesker.
Like you and me.
Som dig og mig.
I said to Giorgio.
Og jeg sagde til Giorgio.
Your leaders are the young people.
Dine ledere er de unge mennesker.
You have to open your eyes.
Du må åbne dine øjne.
They are there.
De er der.
They are very mature.
De er meget modne.
They are some of the young people.
Det er nogle af de unge mennesker.
Now why did they receive?
Hvorfor tog de imod?
Because I testified of history.
Fordi jeg vidnede om historien.
They could grasp it. They could grasp the stories.
Og de kunne ligesom gribe det og få fat i de her historier.
I can testify what I've seen with my eyes. I can testify.
Og jeg kan vidne om det, som jeg har set med mine øjne.
I can testify when Erling and me was in Belarusia.
Og jeg kan vidne om det, da Erling og jeg var i Hviderusland.
Then we were in a hall preaching.
Hvor vi var i sådan en hal og prædikede.
And many were healed.
Og mange blev helbredte.
And I can testify when we went to a dry Pentecostal church.
Og jeg kan vidne om, da vi tog hen i en tør pinsekirke.
And one of the leaders saw me, she ran out of the church.
Og da en af lederne så mig, så løb hun ud af kirken.
I think she was the witch.
Og jeg tror hun var heksen.
And she ran out.
Og hun løb ud.
And so we are standing there.
Og så vi står der.
And Dima's wife.
Og Dimas hustru.
She was a Holy Ghost drunk.
Så hun var fyldt med den hellige ånd.
She always drank the Holy Spirit.
Og hun drak altid af helligånden.
And I'm standing there serious talking.
Og jeg står der og taler seriøst snak.
And then she's laughing.
Og så ler hun.
I said, be normal, man. I'm trying to preach.
Vær normal. Jeg prøver jo på at prædike her.
But the more she laughed.
Men jo mere hun lå,
the more the power of the Holy Spirit moved in the congregation.
Jo mere bevægede Helligånden sig i menigheden.
And these dry Pentecostal came on fire.
Og de her tørre pinsefolk kom i brand.
They had the fire for a whole week, right?
Og de havde ilden i en hel uge.
Now we can have this all the time.
Og vi kan have det her hele tiden.
I mean, okay, on Sunday.
Ja, det er okay om søndag.
And we can also have it on Sunday.
Vi kan også have det om søndag.
When I was in the Lutheran church, they were very smart, right?
Og da jeg var i den lutherske kirke, der var de meget smarte.
They had the boring meeting in the morning.
De havde det kedelige møde om morgenen.
And then they had the Holy Ghost meeting at night.
Og så havde de helligåndsmødet om aftenen.
Because they had to follow the tradition.
Fordi de måtte følge traditionen.
And also, you know, they had the tradition.
Og de havde de her traditioner.
So I remember Hakon Boysen.
Og jeg husker Hakon Boysen.
But this is only good in Danish.
Og det kunne godt på dansk det her.
So he said it was a Christmas. At Christmas.
Og det her det var ved juletid.
So Hakon Boysen, he said something wrong.
Så Hakon Boysen, han sagde noget forkert.
He said today I'm going to talk about Basushjernet.
Og i dag skal jeg tale om
Basushjernet, Jesu barnet. No. Han sagde Basushjernet.
Var det okay, Basushjernet?
Nej, han sagde det fejl. No. I folkekirken. Basushjernet. Han skulle sige Jesus barnet.
Ja, ja. Han skulle sige Jesus barnet.
Han sagde Basushjernet.
Men han sagde Basushjernet.
And everybody was laughing, right? But actually, all the mistakes, many times the mistakes we make in church is what really brings freedom.
Og nogle gange så er det de fejl, vi ligesom gør i kirken, der bringer frihed.
When everything, something goes wrong, people start laughing, and then the Holy Spirit start to move.
Og når der er noget, der går galt, så begynder mennesker at le, og så begynder Helligånden at bevæge.
Because we have all our small traditions.
Fordi vi har ligesom alle de her små traditioner.
And God wants to come with the river.
Og Gud, han vil komme med floden.
Those that are hungry and thirsty.
Dem der er sultne og tørstige.
They can run the race.
De kan løbe løbet.
And I want more.
Og jeg vil have mere.
This weekend in Germany.
Denne her weekend i Tyskland.
I felt it.
Der mærkede jeg det.
It was strong.
Det var stærkt.
I could see it, right?
Og jeg kunne se det.
But I felt it myself.
Men jeg mærkede det også selv.
I felt hunger.
Jeg mærkede denne her sult.
I want revival.
Jeg vil have vækkelse.
I really want it.
Jeg vil have det.
I want to see Denmark on fire.
Og jeg vil se Danmark i brand.
How in the world's going to happen?
Hvordan skal det ske?
Yeah, we have to preach everywhere, right?
Vi må prædike overalt.
Right? We just do it.
Vi må bare gøre det.
No, people don't invite you. What do you do?
Nej, men hvis ikke mennesker inviterer dig, hvad gør du så?
Denmark is full of people.
Danmark er fyldt af mennesker.
Who says you can't start something new?
Hvem har sagt, du ikke kan starte noget nyt?
You just do it.
Du gør det bare.
I was listening to Copeland.
Og jeg lyttede til Copeland.
And Jesse Duplant, Jerry Savell.
Og Jerry Savell.
And how they started with nothing.
Hvordan de startede med ingenting.
And they just went.
De gik bare.
And it grew.
Og det voksede.
How is going to grow in Denmark?
Hvordan skal det vokse i Danmark?
How will it grow in Denmark?
Hvordan vil det vokse i Danmark?
It will do when people rise up.
Det vil vokse når mennesker de rejser sig.
And they start to do.
Og de begynder at gøre.
Say amen.
Sig amen.
Why do we have to wait?
Hvorfor skal vi vente?
What are we going to wait on?
Hvad venter vi på?
Permission?
Tilladelse.
From who?
Fra hvem?
The Pope.
Paven.
No, there never be any permission there.
Ja, vi får ikke nogen
tilladelse. The Lord says, go out.
Men Herren siger, gå ud.
Preach the gospel.
Og prædike evangeliet.
Just do it.
Bare gør det.
I did it in the intermission in the homes.
Og jeg gjorde det i intermission i hjemmene.
There was 30, almost 30 people.
Og der var næsten 30 mennesker.
The whole living room was packed with people.
Og hele stuen var fyldt med mennesker.
Wonderful feeling.
Vidunderlig følelse.
Say amen.
Say amen.
There's many homes all over Jylland.
Og der er mange hjem over hele Jylland.
You can have revival any place.
Og du kan have vækkelse overalt.
No, no,
nej,
no, no.
Nej, nej, nej.
Not like that, right?
Ikke lige sådan.
You see, Maria, Amy Simmel McPherson.
Amy McPherson.
When she got baptized in the Holy Spirit.
Da hun blev døbt i den hellige ånd.
It was a little group with 13 people.
Så var det en lille gruppe med 13 mennesker.
And they came on fire.
Og de kom i brand.
So it's just a little group.
Så bare en lille gruppe.
You start something.
Så begynder du
noget. And it starts to grow.
Og det begynder at vokse.
I mean, people are hungry.
Mennesker er sultne.
They're hungry everywhere.
De er sultne overalt.
Say amen.
Sig amen.
And God says.
Og Gud siger.
You have the fire.
Du har ilden.
I want you to bring it.
Jeg vil du skal bringe det.
Yeah, but I have to be more perfect.
Nej, men jeg må jo ligesom være mere fuldkommen.
No, you just
Nej.
Have to go.
Du skal bare gå.
Let's get revival in Denmark.
Lad os få vækkelse i Danmark.
Let's go to here to Hebrews 12.
Lad os gå til Hebræerne 12.
It says here.
Så står du.
Therefore, I can feel I'm gonna do it, you know. I'm gonna do it because I feel I did it. Now I'm just gonna do it. I tell you, I'm tired of waiting.
I am 66 years old soon.
I'm not going to wait anymore.
Og nu vil jeg ikke vente serious. Det er alvorligt.
No, no.
Nej, nej.
Say no, no, what?
Nej, hvad?
In the West Coast in Norway, right?
På Vestkysten i Norge.
I can borrow an intermission church.
Så kan jeg låne en intermissionskirke.
And just pay 10% of the offering.
Og bare betale 10% af offergaven.
And we did it.
Og vi gjorde det.
And we gathered many people.
Og vi samlede mange mennesker.
And they got filled with the Holy Spirit.
Og de blev fyldt med
And they
Helion.
Spoke in tongues.
Og de talte
And
i tunger.
And they got healed.
Og de blev helbredte.
My friend said, no, no.
Nej, min ven sagde, nej.
These people get mad at you.
Nej, nej, de her mennesker bliver jo vrede på dig.
So what?
Og hvad så?
If God gets happy, I'm happy.
Hvis Gud han er glad, så er jeg glad.
Say amen.
Sig amen.
We want people saved, right?
Vi vil have mennesker frelste.
We have to break through.
Vi må bryde igennem.
Therefore, 12:1.
Okay, 12:1. Så lad der også os, som har så stor en sky af vidner omkring os, frigøre os for enhver byrde og for synden, som så let omklamrer os og holder ud i det løb, der ligger foran os.
So it says sin, right? Sin.
Og der står synd.
What is the sin?
Hvad er synden?
It's unbelief.
Det er vantro.
Right, so the sin says.
Så synden siger.
You cannot have revival.
Du kan ikke have vækkelse.
It says who?
Og hvem siger det?
Doubt and unbelief.
Tvivl og vantro.
You cannot do it.
Du kan ikke gøre det.
No, I went there.
Nej, jeg har været der.
The fire came.
Og ilden kom.
They were so dry.
Det var så tørt.
And they came on fire right away.
Og der kom ild i dem med det samme.
Just a little good news.
Bare lidt gode nyheder.
Yeah, but it's not so easy.
Det er jo ikke så let.
It says who?
Og hvem siger det?
Who says it's not easy?
Hvem siger det ikke?
There's nothing that's been easy.
Der er ikke noget der har været let.
But when you go,
men når du går,
the river flows.
Så vil floden flyde.
Denmark will not be saved if we don't go.
Og Danmark bliver ikke frelst hvis ikke vi går.
It's impossible.
Det er umuligt.
They're not all gonna come to Brande, right?
De kommer jo ikke alle til Brande.
Okay, there's gonna be revival in Brande. Everybody comes.
Der vil være vækkelse i Brande, alle kommer.
No, we're gonna go out.
Nej, vi må gå ud.
And then we make satellite churches.
Og så må vi lave satellitkirker.
Say amen.
Sig amen.
Home after home.
Hjem efter hjem.
I talked to this young guy.
Og jeg talte med den her unge
fyr. He's from Intermission, right?
Og han er fra Intermission.
He's a Lutheran. I forgot. He's something like that.
Han er et eller andet.
But he got baptized in the Holy Spirit.
Men han blev døbt i den hellige ånd.
And what did he do?
Og hvad gjorde han?
He went and knocked on the doors.
Han gik og bankede på dørene.
Is there anybody sick here?
Er der nogen syge her?
Do you know the Holy Spirit?
Kender du Helligånden?
No, we don't know any of that.
Nej, det kender vi ikke.
And he started to pray for people.
Og så begyndte han at bede for mennesker.
And now he has four groups on the West Coast.
Og nu har han fire grupper på vestkysten.
Plus a lot of enemies.
Plus en masse fjender.
Because you also get all the enemies, right?
Og du får også alle fjenderne.
I mean, then the intermission is not going to say, oh, wonderful, you're
og
doing something.
Intermission vil ikke bare klappe i hænderne.
But nobody's going to say, oh, you're doing something, right?
Ingen siger dejligt, at du gør noget.
They didn't do that with Jesus, and they're not going to do that
og
with you either, right?
Og det gjorde de ikke med Jesus, og det vil de heller ikke gøre ved dig.
So God says,
så Gud siger,
see, the harvest is ready.
Se, at høsten er moden.
You will go.
Og du vil gå.
Say amen.
See, amen.
That was really amen.
Det var virkelig et amen.
And then it says, look unto Jesus.
Og så står der, se på Jesus.
The author and the finisher of a faith.
Troens banebryder og fuldender.
For the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and sat down at the right hand of God.
Som for den glæde skyld, der ventede ham ud, holdt korset uden at ænse det skam, og nu sidder på højre side af Guds trone.
I'm very convinced that there's going to be a move of God in this nation.
Og jeg er meget overbevist om, at der vil komme en Guds bevægelse i denne her nation.
When I got saved, when I was a brand new Christian 42 years ago.
For 42 år siden, da jeg var en helt ny kristen.
I said to my pastor.
Så sagde jeg til min pastor.
The revival will come, but it will go around your church.
Vækkelsen vil komme, men den vil gå forbi din kirke.
They will go to the hungry people.
Fordi den vil gå til de sultne.
Now the church is supposed to bring the revival.
Kirken er det er jo kirken egentlig der skal bringe vækkelsen.
And we're going to do it.
Og vi skal gøre det.
Say amen.
Sig amen.
Now so it's interesting.
Så det er interessant.
When we started to go to Russia and Ukraine.
Da vi begyndte at tage til Rusland og Ukraine.
Was it perfect?
Var vi fuldkomne?
No.
Nej.
What did we do?
Hvad gjorde vi?
We went.
Vi gik.
Did we ask for permission?
Bad vi om tilladelse?
No.
Nej.
We did.
Vi gjorde det.
Then we come to Denmark.
Og så kommer vi til Danmark.
No, no.
Nej, nej.
Here we have, I won't say anything, blah, blah, blah. So watch out what to say.
Her, der har vi ligesom.
So we have the elite of Denmark Christians.
Vi har jo ligesom elite kristne, de elite kristne i Danmark.
And they say.
Og de siger.
You have to be perfect.
Du må jo være fuldkommen.
You just have to be yourself, my friend.
Du skal bare være dig selv, min ven.
You have something to give.
Du har noget at give.
And I saw that on the West Coast.
Og det så jeg på vestkysten.
One house.
Et hus.
Whole day meeting.
Hvor der var møde hele dagen.
And after people getting filled with the Holy Spirit.
Og efter at mennesker var blevet fyldt med den hellige ånd.
The worship was incredible.
Der var tilbedelsen utrolig.
It was like heaven was open.
Det var som himlen var åben.
I thought this is amazing.
Og jeg tænkte det er vidunderligt.
Intermission.
Intermission.
They're supposed to be dead.
De var jo dem, som skulle være døde.
But they are so full of life.
Men de er så fyldt af liv.
And then I realized.
Så indså jeg.
We can do it.
Vi kan gøre det.
Now I got faith.
Og nu havde jeg tro.
Because Jylland.
Jylland.
Is full of wonderful Christians.
Er fyldt af vidunderlige kristne.
There's a great history in this place.
Der er ligesom en stor historie på det her sted.
Of revival.
Af vækkelse.
The West Coast.
Vestkysten.
Jylland.
Jylland.
A great history.
En stor historie.
Many prayers.
Mange bønner.
A great harvest.
Og stor høst.
We can have it.
Det kan vi have.
We can take it, right?
Og vi kan tage det.
It might not come like we think.
Og det er ikke sikkert, det kommer som vi tænker.
But it can come in another way.
Men det kan komme på en anden måde.
Somebody gets on fire.
Nogen kommer i brand.
All the neighbors come.
Og alle naboerne kommer.
Pow!
Og
explosion.
Explosion.
And then you have every month.
Og så hver måned.
Brande United.
Brande forenet.
Ooh, everybody comes.
Og alle kommer.
Yeah, but it's too much work.
Jamen, det er for meget arbejde.
Yeah, revival is work.
Vækkelse er arbejde.
Revival is a lot of work, right?
Og vækkelse, det er meget arbejde.
But I'm sure about it.
Men det er jeg overbevist
because
om.
Because I know that God is not finished with Denmark.
Fordi jeg ved, Gud, han er ikke færdig med Danmark.
Say amen.
Sig amen.
I never really believed in this stuff, right? I didn't believe in Denmark.
Og jeg har ikke ligesom troet på
Danmark. I had a lot of prophecies over Denmark, and I said, I don't want to preach in Denmark.
Jeg har fået mange profetord over Danmark, og jeg har ligesom sagt, jeg vil ikke prædike i Danmark.
But now, maybe I have to.
Men jeg tror ligesom, at jeg må. Amen.
So, I'm saying, we can see it.
Og vi kan se det.
And I saw these people.
Og jeg så de her mennesker.
Crying.
Græde.
Preaching about righteousness. Just crying.
De prædikede om retfærdighed.
I preached.
Jeg prædikede om retfærdighed, og jeg så de her mennesker græde.
Why?
Hvorfor?
All the guilt go away.
Al skylden forsvandt.
Intermission.
I intermission.
And then I said, Holy Spirit.
Og så sagde jeg, Helligånd.
Intermission.
Intermission.
That's cool.
Det er sejt.
Det er sejt.
Amen.
Damn, man, det er sejt. She's from Intermission, right? Det er sejt.
Det er sejt.
Det er sejt. And they, what do the Intermission have?
Og hvad har Intermission?
They're kind of godly, right?
De er ligesom lidt gudfrygtige. Nogle af dem er.
Nogle af dem er. She knows, right? I thought they were saints. But not
nå,
really.
Jeg troede, de var hellige.
It depends on who you talk to.
Men det er afhængigt af, hvem man
but I believe med. They are perfect.
Men jeg tror, de er fuldkomne.
And so then it's easy to help them, right?
Så er det let at hjælpe dem.
She said, no, some of them, right? But you see, I don't know them.
Men
I really don't know
them. Men jeg kender dem ikke.
I just don't know them, right?
Og jeg kender dem ikke.
But I know one thing for sure.
Men jeg ved i sandhed en ting.
There's so many Lutherans.
At der er så mange lutheraner.
Baptister. Even Pentecostals.
Og selv pinsevenner.
Because 60% of Pentecostals don't speak in tongues. Right?
60% af pinsevennerne taler ikke i tunger.
They need to get baptized with the Holy Spirit
speaking
tongues. De
må blive døbt i den hellige ånd og begynde at tale
we
i tunger.
We need a new Pentecost revival, right?
Og vi har brug for en ny pinsevendelse.
We need this back in Denmark.
Og vi må have det tilbage
we
i Danmark.
We have to have an explosion of Holy Spirit and speaking tongues and new wine and dreams and visions and excitement.
Vi må have nye drømme, og vi må have
everything.
Alting.
We need it, right?
Vi har brug for det.
Because we remember.
Fordi vi husker.
And we want more.
Og vi vil have mere.
And it's for Denmark.
Og det er for Danmark.
It's for now. I believe it.
Og det er for nu.
I believe there's going to be two streams.
Og jeg tror, at der kommer to strømme.
There's going to be the seeker-friendly people.
Og der er de søgervenlige.
Where you compromise with the world.
Hvor man ligesom går på kompromis med verden.
And then there's going to be the Holy Ghost people.
Og så vil der være Helligåndsfolket.
And they're going to run after the Holy Spirit.
Og de vil løbe efter Helligånden.
And the Word of God.
Og Guds ord.
They will become fanatics.
Og de bliver fanatiske. And
Holy Ghost fanatics.
Helligåndsfanatikere.
And many of the people will say, no, don't be.
Og mange de vil ligesom
don't
sige,
be so fanatic.
Du skal ikke være så fanatisk.
Because you might scare people away
fordi
from the
kan
church.
Du kan jo næsten skræmme mennesker væk fra kirken.
If you read church history, it was pretty fanatic, right?
Hvis du læser kirkehistorien, så var de temmelig fanatiske.
Fire flowing up in the sky.
At ilden steg op i himlen.
Out, speaking in tongues.
Armene voksede ud, og de talte i tunger.
This is our background.
Det er vores baggrund.
And we want this back.
Og vi vil have det tilbage.
I tell you, because it's here.
Fordi det er her.
We are living under an open heaven.
Fordi
right?
Vi lever under en åben
and
himmel.
And I can see.
Og jeg kan se.
That this harvest belongs to you and me.
At denne her høst tilhører dig og mig.
It's ours.
Det er vores.
Danmark is ours.
Danmark tilhører os.
Danmark is ours.
Danmark tilhører os.
I'm preaching for myself, right?
Jeg prædiker mig også for mig selv.
Erling will say after me, you know, you said this. Yeah, I said that, right?
Jeg sagde det.
And I'm actually doing it now. So.
Men nu gør jeg det faktisk.
But I tell you, I believe it.
Men jeg tror på det.
And I just understand. There's a need of so many new churches.
Der er behov for så mange nye kirker.
There needs so many new churches.
Der er behov for så mange nye kirker.
I have a friend here. They have a church in Stockholm.
Jeg har en ven, der har en kirke i Stockholm.
And they're for gangsters.
Og det er for gangsters.
Because they can't be in a normal church.
Fordi de ikke kan være i en normal kirke.
Everybody's afraid of them.
Fordi alle er bange for dem.
They come with bulletproof vests in the meeting.
Og de kommer med skudsikre veste.
In Stockholm.
I Stockholm.
I mean, can you imagine?
Kan du forestille dig det?
Oh, welcome to church.
Velkommen i kirken.
But God is saving them, right?
Men Gud frelser dem.
And they started a church.
Og de har startet en kirke
people.
For de her mennesker.
So we need to start many churches.
Og vi har brug for at starte mange
Say
kirker.
Amen.
Say amen.
Not everybody fits good together, right?
Det er ikke alle, der ligesom passer sammen.
And you can't get these gangsters to become kind of normal people, right?
Du kan jo ikke ligesom få de her gangsters til at ligne normale mennesker.
No, they don't look normal, right?
De ser ikke normale ud.
If you look at them, you run away.
Og hvis du ser på dem, vil du løbe væk.
Tattoos everywhere, right?
Tatovering overalt.
But it's true what I say.
Men det er sandt, hvad jeg
siger. There are like 100 people.
Der er 100 mennesker.
And these gangsters.
Og de her gangsters.
One guy, the whole group called the cartel.
Og hele gruppen bliver kaldt kartellet.
Yeah, so one of the leaders.
Så en af lederne.
A woman got saved.
En kvinde blev frelst.
The leader of the cartel got saved.
Og lederne for den her kartel blev frelst.
Now he's traveling all over Sweden.
Og nu rejser han over hele Sverige.
With a tent to, I think, 7,000 people.
Med et telt til 7,000 mennesker.
Getting people saved everywhere.
Og han får mennesker frelst overalt.
He had a rap concert on in a city in Sweden.
Og han havde sådan en rap koncert.
He's a rapper.
Han er sådan en rapper, og han havde sådan en koncert.
And there, I think 7,000-10,000 people got saved.
Og omkring 7,000-10,000 mennesker blev frelst der.
Yeah, nobody else did that in Sweden.
Og der var der ingen andre, der gjorde i Sverige.
Say amen.
Say amen.
But he did that.
Men han gjorde det.
So now they have made a church.
Så nu har de lavet en kirke.
My friend is a part of the pastors.
Og min ven, han er en del af det der pastors team.
And he says they have so many problems.
Og han siger, de har så mange problemer.
He said in the Word of Life they have just as much problems.
Og jeg tror, at på Livets Ord har de lige så mange problemer.
It's just other problems.
Det er bare andre typer problemer.
These problems are maybe worse, but the other ones are also worse.
Men det kan være, at de her, de er værre, men de andre, de er også slemme.
God loves sinners, right?
Gud elsker syndere.
And church is a place where sinners can come.
Og kirke er et sted, hvor syndere kan komme.
Say amen.
Sig amen. Amen.
You can change, right?
Du kan forandre dig.
It takes time.
Det tager tid.
I'm still changing.
Jeg forandrer mig stadig.
After 42 years.
Efter 42 år.
It's incredible.
Det er utroligt.
Only in heaven we don't change anymore. Then
og
we're
det er kun
perfect.
I himlen, vi ikke længere forandrer os.
But church is a place.
Kirken er et sted.
It's a family.
Det er familie.
Of revival.
Og vækkelse.
It's a place where everybody can come.
Og det er et sted, hvor alle kan komme.
Where there's time to change.
Og hvor der er tid til at forandre sig.
Say amen.
Sig amen.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
Far Jesu navn.
We thank you for this church.
Vi takker dig for den her kirke.
I thank you, Lord. Most of us, we have been in revival for so many years.
Og far, vi takker dig, og de fleste af os har været i vækkelse så mange år.
And we want the harvest.
Og vi vil have høsten.
I thank you, Lord Jesus.
Jeg takker dig, Jesus.
That you're going to speak to our hearts.
At du skal tale til vores hjerter.
And give us dreams and visions.
Og giv os drømme og visioner.
How we can help one another.
Hvordan vi kan hjælpe hinanden.
How we can bring new people to the church.
Og hvordan vi kan bringe nye mennesker til kirken.
How we can reach out.
Og hvordan vi kan nå ud.
Any way that you show us.
På hvilken som helst måde du viser os.
That we learn to reach out.
Så vi lærer os at række ud.
I thank you, Jesus.
Jeg takker dig, Jesus.
Let the fire of God come upon our lives.
Lad ilden komme over vores liv.
Holy Spirit.
Helligånd.
We need dreams and visions from you.
Vi har brug for drømme og visioner fra dig.
What to do?
Hvad vi skal gøre?
To make this place grow.
For at få det her sted til at vokse.
I thank you, Jesus.
Jeg takker dig, Jesus.
For what you're doing among the young people.
For hvad du gør blandt de unge mennesker.
I thank you, Lord Jesus.
Jeg takker dig, Jesus.
That you will empower them with fire.
At du vil sætte dem, fylde dem med din ild og kraft.
That they're going to reach out.
Sådan at de skal nå ud.
And I thank you, Lord.
Og jeg takker dig, Herre.
For thus they're old or young.
Og for os, som er lidt ældre unge.
We also want to have the fun.
Vi vil også have det sjovt.
We don't want to sit there and do nothing.
Og vi vil ikke bare sidde der og ikke gøre noget.
We want to see the harvest.
Vi vil se høsten.
We want to see Denmark touched.
Og vi vil se Danmark berørt.
I thank you, Lord Jesus.
Jeg takker dig,
Jesus. The time is very short.
At tiden er vældig kort.
Open eyes to see the harvest.
Åbn vores øjne, så vi kan
and
se
let us
høsten.
Run our race.
Og lad os løbe vort løb.
I thank you, Jesus.
Tak dig, Jesus.
That is going to be done.
At det bliver gjort.
Rise up, preachers.
At du oprejser prædikanter.
Women and men.
Kvinder og mænd.
To proclaim the word of God.
Til at proklamere Guds ord.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
I Jesu mægtige navn.
I thank you, Jesus.
Tak, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
This is going to happen.
Og det her kommer til at ske.
And God's going to use you if you're a woman.
Og Gud han kommer til at bruge dig som kvinde.
Or if you're a man.
Eller som mand.
Of your child.
Eller et barn.
Say amen.
Sig amen.
All the women said amen.
Og alle kvinderne sagde amen.
Nobody said. All women said amen.
Og alle kvinder siger amen. Amen.
It's very important, right?
Og det er meget vigtigt.
Because in Finland.
I Finland.
The Pentecostal revival that was there.
Den pinsevækkelse der var der.
There was 150 women evangelists.
Der var der 150 kvindelige evangelister.
They brought revival in all over Finland.
Og de bragte vækkelsen over hele Finland.
How did the revival stop?
Og hvordan stoppede vækkelsen?
The men got a revelation that the women shouldn't preach.
At mændene fik en åbenbaring om at kvinder ikke skulle prædike.
And so the whole revival stopped.
Så stoppede hele vækkelsen.
Isn't that incredible?
Er det ikke utroligt?
That's terrible.
Det er forfærdeligt.
God don't care if you're a woman or man.
Gud, det betyder ingenting for Gud, om
He
du er kvinde eller mand.
The body of Christ to rise up.
Han vil, at Kristi legeme skal rejse
and that
sig
we're
op.
Gonna take it.
Og vi skal tage det.
And then we go to one house,
og så går vi til et hus.
It grows. Og det start vokser. A meeting.
Og
yes. Yeah. We just do it.
Vi gør det.
We bare. Just do it.
Vi gør det bare.
Say amen.
Amen.
I'm gonna do it.
Jeg gør det.
Now I'm gonna go back. They asked me to come back there to the intermission.
Og nu har de bedt mig om at komme tilbage der til intermissionen.
When I'm home, so he has a farm.
Han har en gård.
So he wants to make a big meeting.
Så han vil have sådan et stort møde.
Could you imagine? I can just imagine the Holy Spirit fall on all these OP churches.
Og jeg kan bare lige forestille mig Helligånden falde på alle de her.
I want to take Erling with me.
Og jeg vil tage Erling med.
You want to go?
Vil du med?
Yes, amen.
Because
it's really funny, right?
Og det er sjovt.
It's funny when all these you think, ah, God can never do anything there.
Gud kan ikke gøre noget der.
Then, bah, God just come.
Gud kommer bare.
It's like I was in Switzerland.
Og jeg var i Schweiz.
The pastor said.
Og pastoren sagde.
God can never use the children.
Gud, han kan aldrig bruge børnene.
I said, yeah, because you are the only perfect guy.
Ja, nej, for du er den eneste fuldkommen her.
You're the only one God can use.
Så du er den eneste Gud kan bruge.
I mean, there's no hope for the rest of us. You're so perfect.
Og der er jo ikke håb for nogen af os andre, for du er så fuldkommen.
So his wife said, no, he's not perfect.
Nej, sagde hans kone, han er ikke fuldkommen.
And so in the meeting.
Så på mødet.
Something happened.
Der skete noget.
All the children. Nobody touched the children, right?
Ingen rørte ved børnene.
So the children took each other's hands.
Så børnene tog hinandens hænder.
And they just cried out to God.
Og de råbte bare til Herren.
Come with your fire.
Kom med din ild.
And the fire, they were like under electricity for 20-30 minutes.
Og de var ligesom under elektricitet i 30-40 minutter.
So I said to the pastor, you see.
Så sagde jeg til pastoren, ser du?
They prayed, God answered.
Og de har bedt, og Gud svarede.
I told the grown-up, nobody touched the children. This is God. You don't touch them.
Og jeg sagde til de voksne, ingen rører børnene.
Their lives were changed.
Og deres liv var forandret.
They cried out to God.
De råbte til Herren.
God used children, men, women, families. He used anybody that wants to be used.
Gud, han bruger alle mænd, kvinder, børn, ældre, alle der ønsker at blive brugt.
Okay. Stand up with your feet.
Vær så god og stå op på dine fødder.
And that's we're gonna pray.
Og så skal vi bede.
And if you need, you want this.
Og hvis du vil have det her.
We're gonna start to go into this.
Så går vi ind i det her.
Father in Jesus' name.
Far i Jesu navn.
Come with your Holy Spirit.
Kom med din Helligånd.
We want Denmark saved.
Vi ønsker Danmark frelst.
Lord Jesus.
Herre Jesus.
We are willing.
Vi er villige.
And obedient.
Og lydige.
To see our country saved.
Til at se vores land blive
frelst. We want to see groups all over Denmark.
Og vi vil se grupper over hele Danmark.
I know that many they look at us like we're nothing.
Og jeg ved, der er mange, der ser på os, som om vi ingenting er.
But you look at us like we are something.
Men du ser på os, som om vi er noget.
And you look at all the people that are crying out for revival.
Og du ser på alle de mennesker, der råber ud for vækkelse.
I thank you, Jesus.
Og jeg takker dig, Jesus.
That you give us opportunities.
At du giver os anledninger.
To start fires.
Til at starte ildebrande.
Holy Ghost fires.
Helligånds ildebrande.
All over Denmark.
Over hele Danmark.
And that they will grow to become churches.
Og at det vokser til at blive kirker.
From houses.
Fra huse.
To churches.
Til kirker.
To a mighty network.
Til et kæmpe netværk.
A mighty network over this country.
Til et kæmpe netværk over hele landet.
That's linked together in the Holy Ghost.
Som er linket sammen i den hellige ånd.
Without any competition.
Uden nogen konkurrence.
But they walk in love and forgiveness.
Men de vandrer i kærlighed
they
og tilgivelse.
They walk in your strength and your power.
Og i din styrke og kraft.
I thank you, Jesus.
Jeg takker dig, Jesus.
That you're gonna draw this net of the Holy Spirit all over this nation.
At du skal ligesom kaste det her net af Helligånden over hele nationen.
And you will rise up leaders.
Og du skal oprejse ledere.
Who are solid leaders.
Solide ledere.
They can follow you.
Som følger
and
dig.
And lead the groups.
Og som kan lede grupperne.
In the spirit and truth.
I sandheden.
And in revelation knowledge.
Og i åbenbaringskundskab.
Of the word of God.
Ud fra Guds ord.
I thank you, Jesus.
Jeg takker dig,
let
Jesus.
It be done.
Lad det være
let
sket.
It really be done.
Lad det ske her.
And we call on all the people.
Og vi kalder på mennesker.
That had been fallen away.
Som har været frafaldet.
That was full of the fire of God.
Som har været fyldt af Guds ild.
And they're gone away.
Og de ligesom er
they have dropped
væk.
All the revival.
Og de ligesom har sluppet vækkelsen.
Give them a hunger back.
Giv dem en sult tilbage.
And draw them back to the churches.
Og drag dem tilbage til
we
kirken.
We want to see a move of God in this country.
Vi vil se en Guds bevægelse i det land.
From
her.
The north to the south.
Fra nord til syd.
From the east to the west.
Fra øst til vest.
On all the islands.
Og på alle øerne.
Let a mighty move of God come.
Lad en mægtig Guds bevægelse
rise
komme.
Rise up preachers.
Rejs op prædikanter.
Many preachers.
Mange prædikanter.
They're willing to go.
Som er villige til at gå.
Preach the word of God.
Og som og til at prædike ordet.
In Jesus' mighty name.
I Jesu mægtige navn.
Rise up Bible schools.
Rejs op bibelskoler.
In every church.
I enhver kirke.
In every church.
I enhver kirke.
That people will be full of fire.
Og sådan at mennesker er fyldt af ild.
I thank you, Jesus.
Jeg takker dig, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
We're gonna pray now.
Vi skal bede nu.
Last testimony. I was in Sønderborg.
Det sidste vidnesbyrd. Jeg var i Sønderborg.
Many years ago.
For mange år siden.
And there was on TV there was this black guy preaching.
Og der var på TV den her sorte fyr som prædikede.
I forgot his name, but miracles were happening.
Navn, men mirakler skete.
Charles Ndufong.
Charles Ndufong.
Right? And so what happened was
så det der skete.
I was going to Sønderborg.
Og jeg tog til Sønderborg.
And the libraries are free. The government pay when we use the libraries.
Og bibliotekerne er gratis, og regeringen betaler, når vi bruger
anybody can use the
biblioteker.
Library.
Alle kan bruge biblioteket.
What did I do?
Hvad gjorde jeg?
I said.
Jeg sagde.
Tell them.
Sig til dem.
Invite them to spiritual healing meeting.
Inviter dem til åndelige helbredelsesmøder.
Don't say anything about Jesus.
Sig ikke noget om Jesus.
Nothing about Jesus.
Ingenting om Jesus.
Just invite them to spiritual healing.
Inviter dem til åndelig helbredelse.
And they had to pay 100 kroners to come in.
Og de måtte betale 100 kroner for at komme ind.
And they got a cup of coffee.
Og så fik de en kop kaffe.
So then we had the offering. I got a big offering every
og
time,
jeg,
right?
Så jeg fik en stor offer
so
hver gang.
What happened?
Så hvad skete der?
All the new agers came.
Alle new agerne kom.
50-60 people into the room.
50-60 mennesker ind i rummet.
And suddenly they realize they're in the wrong meeting.
Og pludselig så indser de, at de er på det forkerte møde.
So I stood at the door so they couldn't get out.
Så jeg stod ved døren, så de ikke kunne komme ud.
So now they were forced to hear me preach.
Så nu var de tvunget til at høre mig prædike.
So they were intimidated because I stood at the door, so they didn't want to get out.
Så de var lidt intimideret af, at jeg stod der ved døren, så de ikke kunne komme ud.
And then I preached.
Så prædikede jeg.
5 minutes.
5 minutter.
Shared my testimony.
Delte mit vidnesbyrd.
How to get saved?
Hvordan bliver man frelst?
Everybody saved.
Alle frelste.
So let's have a coffee.
Så lad os få kaffe.
After the coffee, we're going to pray for the sick.
Og efter kaffen skal vi bede for de syge.
And then we pray for the sick.
Og vi bad for de syge.
And people were healed.
Og mennesker blev helbredte.
And some joined the church.
Og nogle sluttede sig til kirken.
Hello, a new idea, right?
En ny idé.
So we did this many times.
Så det gjorde vi mange gange.
Before the library found out what we was doing.
Ja. Indtil biblioteket fandt ud af hvad det var vi gjorde.
Because the library don't want you to do these things, right?
Og fordi bibliotekerne
vil ikke have you, you don't need music, you don't need anything.
Du har ikke brug for musik, du har ikke brug for noget.
You don't need anything.
Du har ikke brug for det.
You just need you.
Du har bare brug for dig.
And a cup of coffee.
Og en kop kaffe.
And they have to pay.
Og så må de betale.
That's a good idea, right?
En god idé.
Then the ministry starts.
Så starter tjenesten.
And then you just share your testimony.
Og du deler dit vidnesbyrd.
Why you need salvation?
Hvorfor du har brug for frelse?
Do you want to go to hell? No,
vil
I don't want to go to hell.
Nej, jeg vil ikke til helvede.
Okay, they get saved.
Så bliver de frelste.
Spirit filled.
Åndsfyldte.
Now we talk about healing.
Og nu taler vi om healing. Helbredelse.
It was just an idea I had.
Det var bare en idé jeg fik.
And it worked.
Og det virkede.
Say amen.
Sig amen.
So everybody can do that, right?
Så det kan alle gøre.
So I'm saying like this, we get ideas from God.
Så vi får idéer fra Gud.
We check them out.
Og vi tjekker dem ud.
If it don't work.
Hvis det ikke virker.
Don't do it.
Så gør det ikke.
But if it works.
Men hvis det virker.
Do it.
Gør det.
Because we need fish.
Fordi vi har brug for fisk.
Into the church.
Ind i kirken.
Say amen.
Sig amen.
Where are the fish?
Hvor er fiskene?
They're out there.
De er derude.
How are we gonna get them in?
Hvordan får vi dem ind?
You.
Du.
You are the fisherman.
Du er fiskermanden.
Say amen.
Sig amen.
What will people think?
Og hvad vil mennesker tænke?
Yeah, maybe some people hate
ja,
you, but some people
være,
will like you.
Det kan godt være, nogen vil have dig, men nogen vil også kunne lide dig.
I mean, always some people don't like you, right?
Der er altid nogen, der ikke kan lide dig.
But many like you.
Men mange kan lide dig.
Many wants to be healed.
Mange vil blive helbredt.
And we have to get this boldness back in
og
Denmark.
Og vi må få denne her frimodighed tilbage i Danmark.
We must break this unbelief.
Vi må bryde med denne
we
her vantro.
We have to start to act.
Vi må begynde at handle.
It's not just enough to pray, right?
Og det er ikke bare nok at bede.
You pray and you act.
Du beder og du handler.
Say amen.
Sig amen.
No, I have to pray for revival. I pray some more.
Nu må jeg bede for vækkelse. Nu beder jeg noget mere.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God send all Denmark into my church.
Gud send hele Danmark ind i min kirke.
No, he said, I told you to go out.
Ja, men han sagde, at du skulle gå ud.
No, no. Go nej. Stay in, right?
Nej.
No, we have to wake up, right?
Vi må vågne.
And the people out there, they really want it.
Og mennesker derude, de ønsker det virkelig.
Halleluja!
Halleluja!